As we come to the income tax deadline for most Canadians, it's important to remember that this is just part of the whole story. I mean, every day is tax day, whether you consider gasoline taxes, tariffs, liquor taxes, property taxes, payroll taxes, other mandatory transfers to government. You know, on Friday morning business comment, I talked about someone I know who bought a $700,000 new home, had to fork over an extra $35,000 in GST. I mean, every day is tax day. But it's income tax that gets all the attention because there's a deadline and many people are going to actually send in more. And I can't do that without talking about the significant amounts of money that are being wasted by government. As far as I can tell, I'm the only one in the commentariat who looks at the record spending and worries about a system that, according to every single Auditor General's report, consistently mismanages and wastes tax dollars. You know what? Sadly, caring about how our tax dollars are spent has somehow been framed as a right-wing issue. Well, if that's the case, then shame on the left, because I'm not going to apologize for reading Auditor General's reports. At times, yes, my blood's boiling, but it's not just because I've worked hard for the money that's being wasted. It's because the money is needed in so many other areas. I mean, we just had another Auditor General's report stating that despite promises to the contrary, insufficient money and resources have been allocated to solve the clean drinking water on First Nations reserves. The $2 billion blown on the Phoenix Pay system, by the way, would have gone a long way to solving that problem. Is that only a right-wing issue? I'm going to give you a first-hand example. 20 years I've been volunteering for Special Olympics, and I am acutely aware that children and adults who have a wide range of intellectual disabilities, from Down syndrome, autism, Fragile X, do not receive the same level of medical care as the average Canadian. Maybe best summed up with the stat that individuals with intellectual disabilities currently have a life expectancy that is 20 years shorter than the general public. Is my concern a right-wing concern? The health outcomes are significantly worse with people with intellectual disability, but few in politics seem to care. But if we took just a fraction of the money that is inefficiently spent, at times outright wasted, we could solve that disparity. There's so many other examples, but that's the point. There are so many other examples that are left wanting, issues that are important because tax dollars are being spent inefficiently. So I'm not going to apologize for caring and focusing on how our money's spent. I can't understand why advocates for a number of causes like poverty, or maybe they're homeless advocate, affordable housing, healthcare, show so little interest when billions are wasted and those billions could help see achieve meaningful solutions to these problems. No, they put politics first way too often. I couldn't care less which government is. This is a long-term problem because of the system of the federal civil service. A Fraser Institute report looked at the Auditor General's report from 1988 to 2013. Excuse me. All they did was just chronicle the spending. They found 614 failed programs and initiatives that cost all of us, the taxpayer, between $158 billion and $197 billion tax dollars. And those numbers obviously are much bigger today. I mean, you can imagine the difference that money could make in supporting foster children, for example, especially those aging out of the system. Yes, I know, provincial responsibilities, but we have a lot of overlap, of course, when it comes to healthcare, that the federal government can supply some of the funding. But at the provincial level, too, wasting money. We're talking about enough money in that kind of a report, a single report, to end homelessness, make a huge dent in poverty. No, I am not going to apologize for caring how our money is spent by governments. I want to invite you to share my concern. In Auditor General Michael Ferguson's last report, I want you to listen to this. He concludes that numerous government programs are not designed to actually help those that need them. Instead, they're focused on what civil servants are doing, not what citizens are getting. Really, think about that. How far off the rails can you get to not care what the outcome is? Both Michael Ferguson, current Auditor General Karen Hogan, both found that no one takes responsibility when you have these multi-ministry massive programs. Many of those programs, we find in the end, don't have the paperwork. They don't have stated goals and they don't have any measures. The end result is billions are wasted or misspent. Yes, there's a litany of examples, both big and small, yet few Canadians seem to care. Well, you want one of the reasons why things don't change? How about looking at that one?